Are there other artists who you were drawn to who similarly kind of have this epic struggle with rhetoric? It's not just the writing process, but is there, can language be used for good or evil, or can it come back, like you said, and bite you? Were there other songs that really touched you?
Elvis Presley.
Yeah, absolutely.
That Elvis Presley certainly followed Chuck Berry in the tradition, and I think of Chuck more like a Plato, and Elvis more like an Aristotle. And Elvis certainly wrestled with the duality of rhetoric: is it good? Is it evil? And he really lived in that confusion. And this is a song that's about that place where he ended up spending a lot of his time. Ever since my Plato left me, I found a new place to dwell, among doubts and probabilities in the rhetoric hotel. I'm so uncertain, I'm so uncertain, baby, I'm so uncertain, I could cry. I said to Aristotle, please get me back on track. He handed me some lecture notes. Read these and you'll get the knack. It's just a techne. It's just a techne, baby. It's just a techne. Don't you cry. A guy dressed in a toga said his name was Cicero. Everything about everything is all you need to know. Knowledge and virtue, sonny. Knowledge and virtue show the way. Ever since my Plato left me, I've found a new place to dwell, among doubts and probabilities in the rhetoric hotel. I'm so uncertain, I'm so uncertain, baby, I'm so uncertain, I could cry. I'm so uncertain, I could cry. So Elvis certainly saw the danger of rhetoric. He saw the practical uses of rhetoric, and in that song he invokes the masters of rhetoric, Plato, Aristotle, Cicero. And I think to the end of his life, Elvis was not able to make a final decision. And I think a lot of his alcohol problems, a lot of his drug addiction, had to do with that inability to choose a side and to have an allegiance to the good of rhetoric or to the evil of rhetoric.
You know, even the last hit he ever had, last number one hit he ever had, Suspicious Minds, mm-hmm. It's still about the uncertainty that he just couldn't come to grips with.
Yeah, and that came from basically watching the news. He was watching PBS, which Elvis, you don't think of Elvis watching PBS, but right. Pretty much every night he would watch an hour of news. And,
right.
And that phrase, suspicious minds, could he even believe the people on PBS, McNeil, Lear, the people who came before them, he just never knew who to trust.